So, hey y'all, I want to rant about Diamond and Shining Diamond. Well, really just Shining Pearl. Bright diamond, brilliant diamond, Shining Pearl. Let's talk about Shining Pearl. Shining Pearl. Oh, excuse me, y'all. It's the, I believe it's the fifth generation of Pokemon. This had to be when they made their fifth like their fifth season, so to speak. And it really wasn't my favorite one. Honestly, my two favorite ones thus far has been region Hoto, right after Johto. Was that Johto? Kanto and Johto. Oh, okay. So it was Johto. Yeah, I believe. It was the one with Ho-Ho and Lugia as the mascots. That was my favorite one. Like my favorite one, because to me it just threw me into like how it was just, as the people would say, very nostalgic. You know, like this was like when Pokemon was just, in my opinion, like it was just starting to take off. It was just starting to get big. And then the first game they had was the red and the blues and the yellows and shit and the greens. But those were in, whatchamacallit, those were in black and white. And it was just like an introduction to it. Like, I feel like they really probably didn't know that it was going to take off the way it did. Like, it's been 20 years since the first release. And the shit's still going strong. This shit's going through generations. So that, but it was just like, it was fresh. It was colorful. The game, like gold and silver and shit, was colorful. They had new Pokemon. The new Pokemon was nice looking. It was really just nostalgic for me. And like for me, I feel like most definitely, I feel like this these generation of games are so like force-fed to you in a sense. Like they don't it's no difficulty in my opinion. You know, like before it was like, you know, you really had to read it, you know. I felt like you really had to read and listen to a certain person tell you a certain thing, because if you didn't, your ass is gonna be stuck in that town. 'Cause it was, I know, I remember it was times where I was stuck in towns for months, especially being younger, you know. So just all of that in itself was just, you know, and I just, yeah, not even the game was harder. I mean, it was harder in that aspect, I say. But, that was my favorite one. And then my second favorite, region is the one where they had, Luna. They had Cosmos, which was like the first, I believe, the first legendary Pokemon to be able to, who had the given ability to evolve, and the Pokemon could even evolve into Luna, some shit, or Seolio. It was like a fire or like a real dreamy fairy looking legendary, and I lived for that shit. Like that shit was really dope. That was really dope. And then the fact that you could ride them. And the at the like probably like in the middle of the game to go to different warts and shit to find certain legendary Pokemon. That was really cool. And I believe I played both versions, because I remember flying on the back of the Luna Pokemon Legend, and then riding on the back of the other one. The runner up version I liked it was Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Those remakes were really fucking superb to me. Really superb. Like, them shits really, did what needed to been done for in my book. Now, on to Shining Pearl, right? First of all, I ain't gonna tell y'all motherfuckers how. So, I ordered the game, right? And in the midst of me ordering the game, I ordered it on GameStop. So, I'm like, ooh. I'm like, okay, cute. They didn't charge me. Annie said I ordered it. I'm like, well, that's cute. That's fab. So, I'm like, oh, yeah, but you're gonna get two games. So, in my head, I'm thinking, so, bitch, when I'm getting another game from Amazon or whatever, like, all right, I'll get this one. Since that one gonna come for free. Child, you know the motherfuckers hit me up the day before that fucking release came out and was like, bitch, your payment did not go through. You need to add a payment method in order to get this. I was like, oh. I was like, but what the fuck is that? Like, what happened, y'all? Like, damn. So I wanted to get in Pearl. And the things that I don't like about it is the fact that the way they look, like the way the people look, walking. Now, I say walking because when you're in battle, they look different, which I like. The way when you walk in, it looks very 3D-ish, very bobblehead-ish, very, like, y'all remember when you had the 3DS and they had that shit on there for the, or the 2DS, cause the 2DS, and they had that shit on there for the memes, the moobles, or whatever the fuck you call that shit. That's what it throws me into. It throws me into movies, moobles, or whatever shit may have you, where you create how you look, and all this and all that, and whatever. That shit. That's what it throws me into. Like a Nintendo version of Sims. Like that shit was just looking very, it was looking very, just very boxy cartoonish, and I ain't like that. I ain't like that at all. But, now the good shit. I love the graphics. The graphics are definitely improving, even with the Pokemon move. Like, for instance, Gyarados does, Waterfall. And normally, like, in the old Pokemon game, for instance, like, okay, and Swords and shit, and Sword, and Sword, the shit, and Sword and shit, the shit, like, when you use, like, Waterfall on and near, like, the Pokemon just, like, I think it just goes up. Like, you just go up, like, the Waterfall type shit. But see, in this one, you go up the Waterfall. But I believe the Pokemon, like, Like, it goes up, like, he skate, like, Gyarados will skate up the water, and then a Pokemon will be in the middle, and then once the Gyarados get to the middle, the Pokemon and Gyarados travels together, and the Pokemon be making, like, a little face and shit. I was like, that's real, real cute. Also, when you're in battle with the Pokemon, like, when you're in battle with the Pokemon trainer, They definitely have more facial expressions now and shit. Like, it's not too much more, but it's much more. Like, you could look and see, if you know, you could look and be like, okay, I can see the difference in the other games. So those are some good things I like. I also like, this thing where it's something. Okay, so let me finish doing this podcast, because baby, yesterday my mother's lover called, and baby, I got totally thrown off of chatting. So I don't know where I stopped at, but I know I stopped on the things I liked. So I like that the Gyarados does the waterfall, the attack, like, runs through the opponent. Well, yeah, basically. I love that. I love the contest hall. The contest hall is, like, so dope. I love it. Like, I really, like, that's, for me, that's, like, something additional to pass time, you know? Like, all right, I could do a little contest hall type shit or whatever the case may have you. Now, I thought before they used to let you do attacks, but But this one is kind of different. I don't want to ruin it. I like it. It took me a while to get into it, and I'm still learning it, which kind of is more exciting because it was like I couldn't win at first doing it one way, but then I realized by looking at the screen, I was so focused on doing it one way that when I really looked at the screen and seen what was going on, I'm like, oh, bitch, you got to press this button to do your move. So it's really fun. I'm really enjoying it. At first, I thought the egg shit was kind of like choppy. Like when you do the eggs and then you get the egg, you walk around with it or whatever, because they gave a gift like Manaphy or whatever, like a mystical Pokemon, and his egg hatched mad quick. So I'm like, I hope these shits is not watered down when the eggs is hatching mad fucking quick, because then a bitch gonna be mad. But no, I hatched my first. Actually, no, I'm lying. Or am I lying? I think the only Pokemon I did was Ponyta. Yeah, I wanted to do Rhydon, but I only did Ponyta. And the egg is real cute. Like, it got some really good moves coming out the egg. I was really happy. So overall, I really like the game. I'm enjoying it. It's enjoyable thus far. So, oh, and what else I don't like is the variety of Pokemon. It just seemed like, I don't know. It just seemed like for instance, like the worst Pokemon I feel like starter in this game is the water one, because his move pool is so shitty. Like, what Pokemon just evolved into the final level at 37 or 36 and you learn the motherfucking what's it, Bite? Either Bite or Fury Attack. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, not at level 37. It seemed like they just was really getting lost with what the fuck they were doing. And that just really fucked me up. So, I didn't like that. But overall, I like the game. It's a good buy. You know, I definitely can see me replaying it. At least to do the grass and to do the fire starter. So I'm enjoying it. I'm truly enjoying it. It's a cool ride. So that's just my review on it. A girl hasn't been here in a little minute, but I just want to let everybody know we all have a purpose. We're all blessed. And our thoughts, our actions, nothing that we do, I feel like, can stop us from our purpose and stop us from our destiny. And I just feel like we're all programmed, you know? Like, we came down here as blank computers, and God programmed us as he seen fit for our mission. So, if you, because baby, I overthink, I get lost in my head. So, a girl will be back, but just remember that, y'all. And it's always love. It's your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose.